Hello, folks. The first set of readings this week are the Robert Bullard piece on equal environmental protection and the Schrader Frechette piece on developing nations and environmental injustices. I want you to read both of these readings within the context of the previous discussion we were having on global economic inequalities and distributive justice. I want the constant thread through these two readings to come back to this idea of how economic inequalities and distributive justice or distribution of resources, opportunities, et cetera, ultimately impact the environmental injustices we see. So these two papers are the preface to the environmental justice section of the class. And with the Bullard piece, as I note in the reading notes, I really only want you to focus on pages 237 through 252. Bullard has a much longer piece. This is just an excerpt of his longer book on environmental racism. And this piece in particular pushes us to think about the distribution of environmental harm or environmental pollution within the context of economic, socioeconomic inequalities. So the concept of environmental discrimination or environmental racism you need to feel comfortable with, which he discusses, and I want you to be thinking specifically about how he views this particular problem within the framework of environmental justice. So as I note, be able to explain how we can understand environmental protection as a right, and how we can view and solve these problems through the environmental justice framework. And I also want you to be able to reconstruct his general argument. So I see his claim as being something along the lines of our obligation to end discrimination of what I'm calling vulnerable communities. Communities that are poor, communities that are historically racial and ethnic minorities. If that is the claim of thinking about how we should be ending this type of environmental discrimination, I want you to be able to pick out some of the reasons and evidence he uses in support of his claim. Some of the real-world examples that he discusses will be helpful in this vein, and also think about a possible warrant for his argument. And ultimately, as I mentioned in the Schrader Frechette piece as well, be trying to make the connections to previous readings. I want you to think about how Bullard's analysis of environmental justice and racial discrimination with regard to environmental injustice, how this relates to Young's notion of structural injustices that we saw in her Global Labor Justice article last time. And lastly, I want you to be trying to make the connection back to the writing and think about the rhetorical situation, think about different rhetorical appeals, and ask yourself and be able to answer whether or not you believe that an average student audience, however you might define that, would find Bullard's argument persuasive or unpersuasive, and be prepared to explain why. With Schrader Frechette's article or book chapter, she blueprints her argument in the initial pages. And just as I have emphasized with the calculated skimming with Caney, scrutinizing in what you choose to read and what you choose to carefully skim. So she walks through four arguments, which she details on pages 165 and 166. She walks through the blueprint of what she's going to be looking at, and she ultimately only finds the economic reality argument persuasive. It creates a problem for her perspective as to what our obligations are to resolve these environmental injustices. So ignore the other three. I mean, skim through them, but ignore them. So what I want you to focus on is the argument in defense of the transfer of what she terms hazardous technologies between wealthy countries and poor countries, or developed countries and developing countries. Focus on that defense, and then ultimately be able to explain how she refutes that argument, what she calls the moral response to this argument. Considering, as I note, that her central claim is something like we, and that can include individuals, consumers, citizens, corporations, governments of our own home country, governments within the country, developing country that are experiencing the injustices, and specifically what her emphasis on non-governmental organizations. We, writ large, are morally obligated to prevent global environmental injustices. So in the same way that Bullard is concerned about domestic environmental injustices and racial discrimination when it comes to exposure to environmental harms, she's concerned about this at the global level with similar vulnerable communities, communities that are poor, communities that are historically racial and ethnic minorities, communities that aren't able to mobilize in the same way that affluent democratic peoples of African affluent democratic countries might be able to mobilize. So be thinking about that central claim within this broader context and be able to identify some of the reasons and evidence that she uses to support this claim. And similarly, think through that short list of warrants that I had given you and be able to justify why her entire argument is based on one particular idea or fundamental value that we've been exploring this semester. And similarly, in thinking about the connection to the distributive justice that we had in the previous section, I want you to think about how economic inequalities can aggravate or perpetuate or exacerbate, make worse these environmental inequalities, and how environmental inequalities can ultimately lead to socioeconomic inequalities. So think of that cycle. And then lastly, how this all relates to the writing. Think about how Schrader Frechette's article really manifests positive aspects of writing and negative aspects of writing. So a question that you might see on the quiz would be to explain making specific reference to our working list of principles of good writing or the rhetorical appeals or the rhetorical situation, thinking about one good thing that Schrader Frechette does, one bad thing that she does with her writing, and if we can ultimately turn that idea into a new principle of good writing. So if you've got questions in the meantime, let me know, but happy reading.